On this day, the Epiphany of the Lord, in keeping with an ancient practice of Holy Church, we now announce the dates of Easter and the movable feasts of the year 2021. Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the 17th day of February will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 4th day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 16th day of May will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 23rd day of May, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 6th day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 28th day of November, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. When I first became aware that I would be preaching this weekend on the Epiphany of the Lord, my mind conjured up childhood memories of growing up in St. Louis. A parish adjacent to my home parish was named Epiphany, and I was intrigued that this parish didn't have the name of a saint, such as St. Luke, St. Therese, or St. James. Rather, it just had the name Epiphany. But I was most fascinated with Epiphany Parish because it had a bowling alley, an honest-to-goodness eight-lane bowling alley. And at the risk of telling how old I really am, Epiphany Lanes had manual pin setters, kids paid to manually clear and re-rack the pins. I'm sorry to say that my lasting memory of the solemnity of the Epiphany was not what I learned in religion class in St. Luke Catholic Grade School. So if the Epiphany has nothing to do with bowling alleys, what are we celebrating today? Epiphany celebrates the revelation to all the nations of the world that Jesus is the Son of God. Historically, it's primarily focused on the manifestation to the Magi, but also on Jesus' baptism in the Jordan, which we'll celebrate next week, and on the wedding at Cana. Today's gospel, according to Matthew, spotlights the Magi, who were the first Gentiles to encounter Christ. This visit of the Magi fulfills the prophecy that we heard in our first reading from Isaiah, that the Lord has not abandoned Israel. Rather, it is through Israel that all nations will come to proclaim the praises of the Lord. This infancy narrative is introducing one of the major themes of Matthew's gospel, that Jesus is the Messiah and Savior of the whole world, and that the Gentiles are, as we heard in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise of Christ Jesus. These Magi from the East paid homage to the Christ child with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold and frankincense that symbolized the kingship and divinity of the Christ child, and myrrh, a perfumed resin, here a symbol of human vulnerability, which foreshadowed Jesus' death and burial. While the gospel remains silent on the Magi's actual names, tradition holds that their names are Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. And we do know that they were clever, wealthy, and most importantly, brave. Brave since they were charged by King Herod to bring word back to him of the newborn King of the Jews. It took much courage and the sensibility to follow the warning in a dream from God to not return to Herod, but rather to depart for their country by another way. I want to focus on those last words of the gospel passage. They departed for their country by another way. The Magi were literally clever enough. They are, after all, known as wise men, to take a route avoiding Jerusalem and Herod. But the phrase, the way, had another meaning in the New Testament and the early Christian communities. It referred to Christianity before the term Christianity was coined. It originated from Jesus' reply to the Apostle Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. While the gospel doesn't tell us what happened to the Magi after they returned home, Christian tradition suggests that as a result of their encounter with the Christ child, the Magi went a different way. They were changed. Certain traditions suggest that the Magi became Christian and were ultimately martyred for their faith. In fact, the professed remains of the Magi are contained in a reliquary in the Catholic Cathedral Church in Cologne, Germany. What, after all, would be more natural than that these men, when they returned home to the East by another way, discovered that they no longer fit in? After their visit to Bethlehem, their whole worldview changed. They received from the Christ child infinitely more than they had given him. They had received the faith that brings with it the promise of a heavenly homeland. As a postscript, I would like to encourage each of you to go to the cathedral website and complete the feasibility study survey regarding our plans to build on the east side of the cathedral property. And I want to forewarn Father Ken that if included in the survey results, there's a suggestion that we have a cathedral parish bowling alley, he'll know where that idea came from.